Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much just being in your house to praise and worship you. And Father, for the rest of the time, we listen to your message and we pray that the Holy Spirit will be with me, in me, to share the message from the Scripture and only from the Scripture. And I pray the Holy Spirit will be in each one of the person in this room so can hear your voice and apply the principle of the Scripture in their life. Everything we do for your glory, Father, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. How many of you like vacation and do the paddle boat? Good. At least I had one or two. How many of you ever swimming upstream the river? Any of you doing that? And I know over the weekend, some of you are, I think quite a few people still up in somewhere in the mountain and try to do the skiing. And you find out if they ski, they usually ski down slope. It requires a lift to move upstream or to go up to the slope before you can ski it down. And the same thing in life. You would find out it's very difficult when you try to paddle the boat or you're swimming upstream of the river. And the people kept like float down very smooth. And sometime in your life, and the same thing, you're in school or at work or wherever your stage of life, sometimes you would find out, look like you paddle the boat upstream or you swim upstream when the people, they just so relaxed and just swim downstream. And that's the challenge for us. In this passage, you see Daniel and his friends wanted to go against the flow of life. They want to overcome the difficulties and pressures of doing things different than usual. And they want to live in the will of God. So sometimes you would find out you live in the will of God, but it looks like you go against the world. And that's the challenge. So the passage in Daniel chapter 1, verse 8 to 21 would help us to consider to what extent we would integrate into the social culture of our community. How can we get along without assimilating to this world? This fight is not new because Daniel and his friends may be an appropriate lesson for us today. And that's what we plan to go through. And of course, some of you in the young people, sometimes you say, yes, I want to be together, to join it in, but I have the right to refuse. So I can be together, but I have to maintain my differences. And that's the challenge for each one of us. And when you study the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 8, 21, with two things we can learn from this. Stay faithful to God, and God always shows his faithfulness to us. Stay faithful to God, request was made. Daniel determined that he would not defile himself with the king's food or with the wine his drank. So he asked permission from the chief officer not to defile himself. And if you study, you go back to Daniel chapter 1, verse 5, it's telling us the king, Nebuchadnezzar, assigned Daniel and his friends a daily portion of food that the king ate. Remember, in that period of time, if you eat the king's food, that's an honor, that's a good food. And also the wine that he drank. They were to be educated for 3 years. And at the end of time of their education, and at the end of that time, they were to stand before the kings. However, in the story you read, you would find out Daniel would not defile himself with such provision. So why did he do that? Possibility, it led to Daniel's decision to not to eat the king's food. possibility because the food might have been presented to Babylonian gods as a part of the pagan worship. So probably the food the king ate, you know, he used that food to worship the pagan gods. And based on the Israelite law at that time, or the Moses law, or the law of Moses, basically the Israelite, if follow Moses' law, they would not eat the clean or unclean food. The food has been, worshipped through the worship of the pagan god. So the reference to Daniel, when you go back and study, it kept worthy for us to study about him and the challenge he had to face. And possibility, we learn the principle of Daniel when he defiled the king, when he against the king's will. And hopefully we can apply to our own life when we deal with the situation is made against God's wills in us, or God's laws in us. So what I'm trying to communicate to you, if you study in the book of Daniel, Daniel's character may change, you know, his surrounded, or even his name, but they cannot touch his heart, because his heart belongs to God alone. So I pray to the Lord that each one of you, when you follow Christ, and you travel through life, and God would bless you, I know for sure. Surrounding people, they may con you, they may change, try to change you. They can change the outside appearance of you. But remember, your heart, it belongs to God. Nobody can change your heart. So you see, also for Daniel credit, when you study, he go through the proper channel to voice his concern about his diet. He does not become obnoxious or defiant in his behavior. Rather, he brings his concern to the chief or the official at that time. So we learn from him about the tactfulness or the negotiation skill and the proper channel when we deal with certain situation. So what exactly God tried to communicate to us, even in this situation, it's a very small situation, but it can be impact life and death at that time. So basically, if we learn some principle from this, it would be we can gladly to immerse ourselves in the life around us, but we are not willing to lose faith in Jesus Christ if we try to apply the same principle. And secondly, we gladly to serve and bring the goodness to the community, but we will not willing to dilute our faith in Jesus Christ. Some of you would find out, you know, the older you get, the pressure from society and the community will be upon you. And sometimes you have to make the decision. But I hope that we're not willing to lose faith in Jesus Christ, and we're not willing to dilute our faith in Jesus Christ when we go through life. So, of course, the request was rejected if you continue to read. God had granted Daniel favor and compassion from the chief officer. Yet, he said to Daniel, "My lord the king, aside your food and drink. I'm afraid of what would happen if he saw your faces look thinner than those of all the young men in your age. You would endanger my life with the king." And of course, remember, if you live in the time of king and queen at that time, if you disobey the king, you die, okay? You will be killed. And the same thing, the officer at this time, he very, very sensitive to the fact that he has to answer the king for his conduct. If the four people, Daniel and three friends, do not eat from the king's table, their appearance might suffer, and so he will have to pay for his, you know, he have to very much like be punished because of his action when he disobeyed the king. But you would find out Daniel remained firm. So Daniel said to the guard, whom the chief official had assigned to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Please test your servant for 10 days. Let us be given vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then examine our appearance and the appearance of the young men who are eating the king's food, and deal your servant based on what you see." So you would find out to the individual, it's been the officer, the individual, which official has assigned to Daniel, Hananias, Michael, and Azarias. So Daniel, it makes sense, you know, part of the tactfulness and negotiation. He suggests the alternative diet for him and his friends. They are going to be given vegetable to eat and water to drink. And you remember, if you go back to verse 5, the training is very much like 3 years. The time of training are undergoing to be 3 years. So if 10 days trial, if you look at from 10 days and 3 years, it's a very, very small time frame with the perspective of the overall program. So, of course, the official said, it's okay. Let's try 10 days. So what exactly we learn? So when we deal with the situation, sometimes instead of you become obnoxious, jump up and down, whatever, go through the proper channel and do the request. But you have to study. You have to very much like prepare your plan. So if you get rejected, you may need to offer the alternative plan. But overall, both would win. So from the official perspective, if 10 days you tried out with a new diet and your appearance kept going down, you had to go back. So it's not hurting him, because after 3 years, they will have to see the king. But if this diet, after 10 days, you see the appearance going down, get skinny or whatever, you need to go back to the king food. So every time, the same thing, when you face the situation, the thing is made against your will. You need to think about it, prepare, and very much go through proper channel based on Daniel to present your concern. And with tactfulness and very much like gracefulness, listen the opposite view. But also, you know, if it's still not to your satisfaction, offer the alternative, so at least both can try it out and eventually happy with the solution. If the trial good, and go on, become the new diet program for this fall. So you would find out is why I have both English. But anyway, God helped them to succeed. He agreed with them about this and tested them for 10 days. So just imagine with me in 10 days, you know, with the feast table like this, and a group of people eat meat and drink wine, the king food, and here the four guys only eat vegetable and drink water. Then, of course, the official will do the observation to make sure everything happened according to the plan. So you could find out he's listen to them with matter and test them for 10 days. But what I'm trying to communicate to you, Daniel is very, very tactful. We know God could bless him. God will help them to be success. But he very, very tactful with respectful and gentle attitude when he proposing solution. And the spirit of resolute does not follow everything the majority does, if it is contrary to the teaching of God's laws. So always remember the principles so you can apply for your own life. So at the end of 10 days, they looked better and healthier than all the young men who were eating the king food. So what exactly we learn from here? You know, if the first time you read this, say it kept odd. Because if some of you, if you go through the diet, you eat vegetable and drink water, usually you lose weight. But because of blessing of God, you see there's some change. It looked like they look fatter in flesh. Following 10 days of diet, nothing but vegetable and water, and somehow it looks like they're healthier, they're a little bit fatter, they look much better compared to those who eat the king food. So when the action is taken and when the official observed Daniel and his three friends, we find out they gained the favor from the official. So the Bible talking about, they look better and healthier. So the guy continued to remove their food and wine they drink and gave them vegetable. So they look better and healthier. But not only the appearance look better, but it's also God gave them the spiritual gift. God gave these four men knowledge and understanding of every kind of literature and wisdom. Daniel also understood vision and dream of every kind. If you use the English standard version, ESV version, it said God gave this for young men the ability to study in order to gain the knowledge and understanding on the literature during the 3 years of training. So what it says is, if you're in college, if you really faithful to God for whatever you do, God would give you the spiritual gift. It means the ability when you study from any kind of literature and wisdom, and somehow you gain tremendous knowledge from whatever you do or whatever you study. So what I'm trying to communicate to you, the blessing from God often not just restricted to the physical and material blessing. Okay, it happened, good. But it's also the Lord wanted Daniel and his friend to have the blessed life. God gave Daniel and friends superior knowledge and honor them among the elite of their time, even though they live in different belief community or different belief system. So that reason why when you truly, pray and believe in the Lord, obey his law based on your diet, your physical or exercise or whatever it happened to you, he would give you the ability to understand whatever you need to understand, whatever you study. And that's the key. Because the blessing are not just in physical, but it's also in mental and spiritual too. So two things again, knowledge and understanding from whatever literature they study. Secondly, Daniel, only Daniel. God gave them the gift, a gift of understood vision and dream of every kind. So when God gave this kind of gift, the purpose is provide for Daniel and his friend at that time the opportunity and position necessary for his plan. It's a result of the faithfulness follow God's ways, the way God wants, even if they must go through against the flow of life. So basically the same thing. Some of you still go to college. You in the process of training. Daniel and his friend very much go to 3 years college, in the king college, eat the king food. But most of you, if still in college, basically the Lord put you in an environment maybe against the flow of life. But by being faithful, just like Daniel, he would give you the ability to learn. The reason to learn, to gain all the knowledge. So God planned for your life. He very much like prepare that plan. So hopefully when you follow God's ways and he prepares a position, the opportunity to complete his plan overall. And of course from the impact of God's plans is you receive the blessing of your life based on whatever your plan. So if your plan very much like in sync with God's way or God's plan, you will be overabundant blessing. And that's what Daniel tried to communicate. Well, of course, God tried to communicate through Daniel. God showed his faithfulness through help them to witness. The Bible said, at the end of the time that the king had set to present them, the chief officer presented them to the king, Nebuchadnezzar. The king interviewed them. And among all of them, no one has found equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mikael, Azariah. So they began to serve the king cooks. In every matter, the wisdom and understanding that the king consulted them about, he found them 10 times better than all the diviner, priest, and the medium in his entire kingdom. So God blessed his people, not only for themselves, but for the benefit for all the people. His will is that all nations will submit to and worship him. So just think about some of you still in college, in a few years or maybe the end of this year, you will be graduate. And I hope you're looking for a work, job. Just imagine, you know, Daniel, his life, after 3 years in the King College, and he get the interview from the top guy, the king. Some of you will be the same thing. You are looking for work, you turn in the resume, and yet you get interviewed by your future boss and his associate. So based on this, no one would fall equal to Daniel and his friends. When you study in college or whatever in profession you're in when you study, if you're faithful to God, pray to him, you would follow God's plans. He would open your mind to gain the knowledge of whatever you're learning, because he would use you for his purpose. So that reason why when you study, you don't just study from the book, you know, whatever the book said, and you kept like chew it in and you spit it out. No. Not only everybody can do that. It means you learn, you know, whatever from the book, and professor just means you learn one and then you recite one. But God gave Daniel the wisdom, his friend the wisdom, so very much 10 times more than other people. So just imagine, probably 100 young people will be interviewed by the king. And somehow, this fall, the king favored because they had the wisdom. They gained the knowledge 10 times more than anybody else. So I pray to the Lord, each one of you, when you go to school, if you're still in school, study not only just gain the basic knowledge, but open the mind so you can see or understand more than anybody else, because you have ability, you have a gift from God. And the same thing, what distinguishes you when you're in your profession, what distinguishes you, you know, John Doe engineer, or John Doe as a nurse, and Jane Doe as engineer, as a nurse, or Rick or Nick as the engineer or the nurse. What distinguishes you in your profession? By gaining the knowledge, so at least you can show you more than 10 times other people. 10 times better than all the diviner priests. It means the elite people at that time. And God gives us that ability when you do that, when you follow him. So don't ever self-shock yourself. Don't ever. If you get stuck, pray to the Lord. Lord, I don't understand your way, your plan yet, but I submit myself to your plan. Help me open my eyes, my brain, so I see and understand the thing which other people cannot see and understand. And he would open your eyes, your mind, and somehow, you know, some of you at work, sometimes we said it's common sense. You know, the book said 1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody, 1, 2, 3, 4. But the difference of common sense, a little thing, to create the difference. And people surprised why you can see something people cannot see. Why you understand something and people cannot understand. because everybody can follow the process. 1, 2, 3, 4. What difference between the expert? Both person graduate same school, probably have 4.0, but why one become expert and another just normal regular? So gaining the knowledge, you go to school, you get 4.0 in school. But the difference between the 4.0 and learning with the open eyes, open mind, see something that people cannot see. Compared to the people, they only see whatever in the book, the basic to get an A to get through the class, or even the C to get through the class. And that's the difference. And that's what the Bible tried to communicate to us about Daniel 10 times. The word 10 times here is mean great. They don't use, at that time, they run out of, usually 7 is something perfect. This is just 10. It means huge number, more than anybody else at that time. So good, find out is God bless his people. But it's also in many stages of the people of God will face more difficulty, jealousy, disputes when they are blessed by God. However, among those challenges, they must always shine to make the convincing evidence of his redemptive covenant. This is a big word, they're very blended in here. But what I'm trying to communicate to you, the more you success, the people will be jealous of you. Some of you at work, you would understand, hey, 10 of you, go to work and get the job at the same time, and one of you suddenly become supervisor, manager. Trust me, probably 9 people left, 50% of them will congratulate you, and 50% of them will jealous of you. The same thing. Go through life, you face the challenge. But the key, like Daniel and his friend, always shine. Have shine to convince evidence God redemptive covenant. It means God continue to bless me. And don't be because of the wind, the challenge, the pressure, and suddenly you lost faith or you dilute your faith. So, what exactly the Bible said? Stay faithful to God. When you stay faithful to the Lord, he will show his faithfulness back to you. Okay? Let us stand up so we can read this prayer together and I can pray to you. Dear Jesus Christ, please guide us to follow the example of Daniel, to show and the presser that we follow the example of you, who is full of grace and truth. May we have the power and the gift to show the truth of God to those within our influence. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much because your word communicate to us. We have to be faithful. We stay faithful to you regardless of the environment or the pressure of the world. And the word is also reminding us you are always show your faithful. So I pray you always be with us. Help us when we're in school or at work or when we go through any states of life. We stay faithful and you continue to show faithful. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit will be in each one of us in this room from now and forever. Amen.